Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we listen to music from singer-songwriter Jason Mraz and answer a question about Americans' favorite winter sports. But first, a report on the anniversary of the Greensboro sit-in and the opening of a civil rights museum to honor it.
Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh,
Monday marks the 50th anniversary of a very famous civil rights protest in the United States, the Greensboro sit-in. On February 1, 1960, four black college students took seats at a restaurant counter in Greensboro, North Carolina. The counter was for white people only. The young men were refused service, but they refused to leave. They returned to the store with other protesters day after day. Their sit-in brought police and national attention. Now, a new museum opens to remember and celebrate the event. Faith Lapidus has our story.
Their names were Joseph McNeil, Franklin McCain, Ezell Blair Jr., and David Richmond. They were first-year students at North Carolina A&T University. The young men asked for coffee at the F.W. Woolworth store lunch counter. They were asked to leave the store. The young men refused. They remained seated until the store closed. When they returned to the university, the four students called on others to join them the next day at Woolworth's. They returned to the lunch counter with four black women. They sat there for 4 hours. No one would serve them. Some white customers made angry comments. Newspaper and television reporters appeared. So did the local police. The next day, more than 60 black students took every seat at the lunch counter. Some of the protesters were from a local high school. The protesters demanded that the Woolworth Company permit blacks and whites to eat at its lunch counters. By the end of March, similar sit-ins were taking place in 55 cities in 13 states. Sit-ins are a powerful form of nonviolent resistance. The Greensboro sit-in was not the first in the United States, but it was the most influential at the time. President Dwight Eisenhower announced his sympathy for the protesters. He said they were acting for the equality that they are guaranteed by the Constitution. The sit-ins were successful. Within the next year or two, many lunch counters and other public places permitted blacks and whites together in many southern towns. And the protests helped pass the Civil Rights Act of 1964. On Monday in Greensboro, officials will open the International Civil Rights Center and Museum. The museum is in the former F.W. Woolworth store. The 16 exhibits include a film recreation of the sit-in story, as well as the four counter seats used by the first four protesters.
Our listener question this week comes from Kerala State, India. Muhammad wants to know Americans' favorite winter sport. We are not sure if Muhammad means the favorite sport to watch or to play, so we will include both. Several popular professional sports, including football, are played in winter. The National Football League will hold its championship game on February 7th. The Indianapolis Colts will play the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl at Dolphin Stadium in Miami, Florida. Most sports experts believe football is the favorite sport to watch in the United States. Since 1994, the Sports Broadcasting Network, ESPN, has been studying the subject. Their experts ask tens of thousands of Americans what sporting events they like to watch best. This includes attending the event and watching it on television at home. National Football League competition has finished in first place for many years. However, both professional and college basketball always rates in the top five. Basketball competition starts in autumn and continues throughout the winter into spring. One of America's favorite spectator sports takes place almost all year long. NASCAR, the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, has huge live and television audiences. The races take place mainly in the warm southern states. Probably the most famous NASCAR race is the Daytona 500. It takes place every February in Daytona Beach, Florida. About 200,000 people attend the race. Millions more watch it on television. The winter sports Americans like to take part in often depend on where they live. Many Americans love to downhill ski, for example. But only people who live near snowy mountainous areas can ski a lot. Ice skating and the game of ice hockey are also popular winter sports. There are many indoor ice rinks in America, so skaters can be active all year round. The same is true of many sports normally thought of as warm weather activities. Indoor tennis courts, soccer fields, and rock climbing centers permit people to take part in these sports in all seasons.
Well, I saw fireworks from the freeway, and behind closed eyes, I cannot make them go to week, cause you were born on the 4th of July. Freedom ring, well, something on the surface, it stinks. Well, something on the surface really kinda makes me nervous. Well, say that you deserve the same, what kind of God would serve this? We will cure this dirty old disease. Well, if you got the poison, I've got the remedy, the remedy.
Other listeners have asked about American singer and songwriter Jason Mraz. Fritzy Bodenheimer tells about him and plays some of his music.
Jason Mraz grew up in Mechanicsville, Virginia. He performed in musical theater in high school. He went on to study musical theater at the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York City. But he dropped out 1 year later after someone gave him a guitar. He learned to play the instrument and began writing songs. He is known for writing meaningful songs. His relaxed, easy sound includes influences of pop, folk, and hip-hop music. And when he performs, he connects with his audience. He sings a strong message of being thankful. In 2002, he released his first album, Waiting for My Rocket to Come. It included the hit song, Remedy, I Won't Worry. Jason Mraz became very popular following the release of his third studio album in 2008. It is called We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. Two songs on the album received Grammy nominations. Music critics say Jason Mraz sings with a pure and clear tone on the song Make It Mine.
Wake up everyone, how can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue. Leap in the net will appear. I don't wanna wait before the dream is over. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I know it. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'll make it all mine.
Lucky is another hit song from We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. Jason Mraz performs the song with singer Colby Calais.
Do you hear me talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky? Oh my, baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you in my dreams. I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
Jason Mraz has gained a huge international following with his song I'm Yours. It has been played millions of times on the internet. It is a happy song about being open to love and life's possibilities. You may find yourself singing along.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more.
Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Lawan Davis and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also post comments. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? Send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Oh, there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours. Do 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 do. Was just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our verse.